Welcome to the Art of Unraveling podcast. My name is Erin McGuire, and I'm an empowerment coach and guide here to empower you into feeling completely worthy of a business and life that you love. This podcast is the place to learn how to unravel anything keeping you from that abundant, beautiful life that you so deserve. Nothing is off limits here as we navigate life through psychology, science, and spirit. Let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to today's episode. I'm Erin McGuire. Thank you for being here. Today I wanted to talk about something that I work on with every single human that decides to work with me to some degree or another, and that is unworthiness. Why do we feel unworthy? Where did this come from, and what does it kind of show up as? There are many different reasons why we may feel unworthy, but most of the time it's from something that happened in childhood, probably something that happened multiple times. There's big T traumas and there's little T traumas. Big T trauma being like abuse of any kind, natural disasters, one of your parents dying when you're young, grandparents dying, people you're close to. But then there's a lot of little T traumas. So the little T traumas are sometimes just as bad as a big T trauma. So for instance, that's having a parent that's maybe addicted to alcohol or drugs, and or a parent that is emotionally unavailable, being bullied in school, those kinds of things. Things that probably happen repeatedly. And this creates an environment that's unsafe for the child, and then we dissociate, we fraction ourselves off into these different parts, and so on. We'll be talking more about that in other episodes. I know I mentioned it in a past episode here. But how does worthiness show up in our life, right? How do I know if I feel unworthy in some level? Well, first of all, I want to say you're probably not going to walk around thinking, I feel unworthy today. It's actually so much deeper than that, which is why I wanted to make a podcast about it, because there's surface level feelings and behaviors that underneath them create this feeling of unworthiness. Second of all, with our conscious mind, you can say, you might be saying this right now, I don't feel unworthy. I know that I'm good enough. I know that I'm worthy enough. But if there's anything going on in your subconscious mind, such as some of these things I talked about, growing up with an unavailable parent, a parent maybe that was addicted to working all the time, so stuff that can look on the surface okay, like dad was just doing what he had to. Yeah, but the relationship wasn't there. Maybe he came home grouchy and you took that to be that you're not lovable because he was always grouchy with you when really he was just stressed out because he was working all the time and didn't have a lot of extra energy left over for you and or didn't know how to be with you. So as in all of my work, there's always a disclaimer saying we're not here to beat up our parents. We're here to understand why we do what we do, so that we can have awareness around it, use some tools to help us get over it, so that we can rise into who we're meant to be. So there's your disclaimer. I don't want anybody feeling bad for anything they've possibly done to their children or any of that. In the grand scheme of things, it's all perfect. And at this point in time and history, consciousness is raising. We are awakening as a planet. And so you can't go back and redo anything in the past, but you can move forward and you can actually change a lot, even if your children are grown, from an awakened place in and of this moment moving forward. So please don't beat yourself up. Okay, so let's go into what are some symptoms of a deep belief of feeling unworthy, a deep down belief. One is feeling like a burden to other people, having an inability to really receive. So not being able to receive gifts, compliments, dinner. I have an example of this. Last night, my partner and I were at a gathering, and he saw this woman struggling trying to lift this huge thing into her truck. She was packing up from having like a farmer's market kind of a thing. And she had a big table and it was huge, and she had two little kids, and she and the kids were trying to put this thing. And so he got up and went to help them. And apparently they offered him a bag of organic cheese cubes. And he came over, he took it, he came over, he sat down, we started talking, and he was like, I wish I wouldn't have taken this. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, well, I just feel really bad for taking this. And he goes, and I know exactly where this comes from. And he shared that one time when he was at a store when he was a kid, they were in line at a grocery store, And the woman in front of them was pregnant, and she had all these cartons of milk. And I guess he just went over without being asked, without being told, and started helping the woman move the milk onto the checkout thing. And I guess she gave him $2. And when he came back to his mom, he's like, she gave me $2. And his mom was like, no, you don't take that. The next time you do something nice for somebody, you just don't take what they offer you. Just do it. And I get that, right? That seems altruistic. That seems like a really nice thing. But for my partner, it created this inner rift that's like, I can't receive things. I feel guilty when I receive. So I just wanted to share that story that literally just happened last night and felt like something that was a good example to give there. But I know so many women can relate to feeling uncomfortable receiving, because those are the women that I work with, and they always tell me that. It's so hard to take a compliment, or somebody says, oh, I really like your shirt. Oh, I got this like years ago, and you totally downplay it. That stuff isn't helpful. And that person who's trying to give you the gift, be it a compliment or lunch or whatever the case may be, you're taking away their joy from giving when you push back and say, oh, I don't need that, or this old thing, or no, your hair is so much cuter than mine. You take away from the experience of giving for that person could get to have. Some other ways that unworthiness shows up. You feel like you're bad or wrong. You're doing things wrong. You feel inherently bad. It's a whole other conversation we'll have another time about where that belief comes from. But again, we feel like we're wrong. We're doing it wrong. We're bad, whatever. Another one is you overdo things. So you're helping others because of the guilt that you don't do enough or are not enough. So you don't know that it's guilt underneath that. You don't know that it's the belief of unworthiness and not good enough. But it is. When we're overgiving, we're overdoing. It's because I don't believe I have enough to offer. And I believe that my value comes from doing things versus just for being who I am. I know a ton of you can resonate with that one. Another one is comparison. Constantly comparing yourself to others. Feeling unworthy of love, undeserving of love. So we'll put up with anybody. Often people that feel unworthy or undeserving of love have really bad relationships. They have a lot of toxic people in their life because they feel like, well, this is all that I can get, so I'm going to stick around because it's better than just being by myself. Another one that I see when I work on the business side with people, helping people grow spiritually through their business, is this belief that I don't have anything to offer, what makes me any different. That's a deep-rooted belief in not being good enough. Another one from business is holding back from offering because you don't feel like you have enough to give. Playing small. All of us can relate to that in some way, playing small in our life. Holding back in our life to some degree or another. I work with a lot of light workers who are feeling the call to step up and step out and help serve humanity, but that belief in not being good enough really holds them back. Not charging what you're worth, another business one. So this is huge. Everybody does it to some degree or another. Not charging what you're worth. Thinking that you have to make sacrifices with who you work with and what you charge. And feeling unworthy to show up, unworthy to speak out. It's not safe to speak out. It's not safe to be who you are. It's not safe to ask for what you need. These are all kind of byproducts of a deep-rooted belief of not feeling good enough. So what do we do? Oftentimes, when it comes to healing and shifting beliefs of unworthiness, it's really hard. It's actually easier to stay in the negative cycle, even though you're like, I don't want this anymore. I don't want to live this way. I don't want to people please. I don't want to be a perfectionist. It's actually easier to stay in that place because in a way you're staying safe so that you don't have to get out of your comfort zone and risk failing. Think about that for a second. In order to change, you have to take action. You have to start taking risks. You have to start getting uncomfortable doing things you've never done before. So I'm just going to give you a couple things to think about today to take away. And one is a mantra that I would recommend using while you're healing unworthiness within yourself. And that is, I am a perfect work in progress. Repeat it with me. I am a perfect work in progress. I am a magnet for all I desire. You can also say to yourself, the personal lie I've been telling myself is that I'm only worthy by what I do, not for who I am. And then have some journaling around this week. If I already felt worthy of fill in the blank, What is one thing I would be doing or taking a risk on today? Let me say that again. If I already felt worthy of, fill in the blank with that thing that you're wanting, what is one thing I would be doing or taking a risk on today? So there's that word again. It's like, I've got to take a risk. I've got to take action in order to begin to move towards that thing that I keep saying that I want. If I'm not taking action, I'm going to miss 100% of the shots I don't take. So if I don't even try, then I get to save myself from failing, yes, but stay exactly where I am and stay stuck and feel that and how uncomfortable that is. We've got to step a little bit out of our comfort zone each day. Bit by bit, just one little step. Maybe it's researching for 20 minutes something that you've been trying to do. If it's starting a new business, you're researching some sort of tax things that you're going to have to do, just as an example. So the number one thing we're doing when we're staying kind of in this stuck place and feeling unworthy is that we're waiting for someone to anoint us worthy instead of claiming worthiness for ourselves. Now, I can say that at the same time, my brain is telling me to also say, yes, and those beliefs are in the subconscious and they're not necessarily conscious. So all day long, I can say with my conscious mind, I'm worthy. I am claiming worthiness for myself. But if I have these stories in my subconscious, it's not going to have the full effect. However, by working with the mantra I gave you just a moment ago, by working with the journaling exercise I gave you and taking one action step or risk that you can do, even if it's once a week, and by claiming worthiness for yourself instead of waiting for someone to anoint you worthy, these are steps to start unraveling the onion layers that are holding you up around these beliefs. So it's just one step in the right direction, but just know that it's going to take time. Know that you're going to come up against this again and again. I know I have, but each time it's with more awareness and tools. And so I move through it in a different way. And if we think about an onion, there's lots of layers to unravel. And it's not that you're better one day more so than another if you fall backwards. You can never go backwards in your healing. So it looks like that up and down kind of spikes. So there's highs and then there's lows, but there's never backwards. So the key is gentleness. Awareness and gentleness. Being aware of all these things so that you can unravel them, and gentleness with yourself in the process. I hope this helped you today. I would love to hear your comments, your experiences with this podcast. Those always excite me. And I would so love if you'd share this with your friends and family. Lastly, I just want to share my Empowered Women Monthly Membership Program is open for a short time. Get in and join us on this fantastic journey, doing all of this unraveling through breath work, yoga, energy clearing of the subconscious mind, and a group coaching class. I do this with my lead coach, Julie, and it's a beautiful group of women that are committed to doing this work so that they can rise. It's no more playing small. It's moving through things with gentleness, with compassion, and just learning how to be in a whole new way. So send me a message on Instagram at Pure Light Wellness if that is of interest to you. We would love to see you in that program. It's only open for a short time. Thank you so much for listening today, and I hope to see you again soon. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. If you would like to connect with me more, you can find my website, my services, and my social media links all in the description of this episode. Remember, you are a beautiful and divine and powerful being, and it's time to own it.